Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Former Pakistan international Mohammad Asif has publicly apologised for his part in the spot-fixing controversy that rocked the cricketing world in the summer of 2010. Asif, fellow fast bowler Mohammad Amir and captain Salman Butt were found guilty of colluding in a plot to bowl no-balls at predetermined times during the Lord's Test against England. He was handed a 7-year ban with 2 years suspended from cricket and served a custodial sentence after being found guilty, both by the ICC's Anti-Corruption Tribunal in 2011 and a trial by jury in the UK. Australia and England drew the Women's Ashes Test at Wormsley after England closed on 93 for 2, having been set 249 to win. Despite Australia captain Jodie Fields hitting an unbeaten 78 to set up a declaration at 231 for 5, England comfortably saw out the day's play. Both sides claimed 2 points from the fixture, and the race to 10 points to win the Ashes outright will resume with the first of 3 one-day internationals at Lord's on the 20th of August. Pakistan opening batsman Imran Farhat has pulled out of the test squad to tour Zimbabwe for personal reasons. He's been replaced by Shan Masood. Masood has played 56 first-class matches. He scored 3 centuries with an average of 34.82 and a top score of 199. He's represented Pakistan under-19s and Pakistan A, and in the most recent first-class season made over 1,000 runs at more than 40 in 17 matches. England batsman Kevin Peterson has been passed fit to play in the fifth and final Ashes test after undergoing a precautionary scan on his right knee. He underwent the scan as part of an ongoing monitoring process following the bone bruising injury he suffered in February. That injury ruled him out of the Indian Premier League, the Champions Trophy, and the home test and one-day international series against New Zealand.